Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, now breaking open another hour, third hour of this live show, the 11th of December, 2003. Alex Jones here is your host. We've got Phyllis Schlafly. She is the founder of the Eagle Forum, best-selling author, been out there fighting the globalist and socialistic activities since the mid-1960s with her best-selling book, A Choice, Not an Echo. And we've been talking about Bush, who's for the assault weapons ban and cutting Taiwan loose, and Governor Ridge saying we've got to find ways to legalize the illegals. And our listeners are saying they're mad at Bush. And then Bush says, well, what are you going to do? Vote for Dean. And this is an interesting question. I'm sure all the callers are going to want to comment on this. But, you know, Phyllis has really studied how they're destroying our society through education, through the courts. I want to talk about women in the military a little bit, too, coming up here in the next segment. She's got some interesting statistics I heard her talk about on the radio yesterday in her little vignette news report she does every day. Right now, let's go back to the calls for our guest, Spencer in Ohio. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Alex. Mrs. Schlafly, I thought Mr. Bush was going to ban the space-based weapons bill, but he has not yet. And I think we became a de facto justice system when Lee Harvey Oswald's rights to due process was denied by television's first live murder. And going back to your book, or the involvement in the book, Kissinger on the Couch, the book talks about Oswald and his KGB handler, Boris Clausen. Do you know whatever happened to the Boris Clausen report? And did Lee Harvey Oswald swear a loyalty oath to his KGB handlers? And my last question, are you aware that Davy Crockett refused to sign his loyalty oath to Governor Forbes of Nacogdoches because he refused to tolerate idolatry or man worship?
Okay, that's all. Too many questions. I can't keep track of it.
Well, no, I'm not up on the history of Davy Crockett. I'm sure you know more about that than I do. I'm thrilled that you have a caller who's read Kissinger on the Couch. You just have made my day. That's my 800-page opus about how Kissinger really betrayed us by the SALT agreements of 1972, and one of the great things that President Bush did was to repudiate the ABM treaty, which was really Kissinger's handiwork. That's the ABM treaty of 1972, and President Bush did withdraw from that, which is something that we've been working on for many years. I'm sorry, I've lost track of Clausen and whatever happened to Lee Harvey Oswald. That's just kind of a little bit ancient history at the moment. I've lost track of that.
All right, Spencer, thanks for the call. Who's up next for our guest there, did you say? Mark in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Fine, go ahead.
No, I kind of don't like the way that you apologize for Republican administrations. I noticed that you said that Reagan was fooled when it came to Senator Day O'Connor. That's funny because Howard Phillips said long beforehand that she's a pro-abort, and now Bush...
Yes, and I, just before you go any farther, I will tell you that I publicly opposed Sandra O'Connor's appointment at the time, just like Howard Phillips did.
Now, Bush... are you aware that Miguel Estrada, by the way, is a pro-abort, writing in front of the court briefs on behalf of the National Organization for Women Against Pro-Lifers?
I have heard that, yes.
All right. Now, you can't tell me Bush wasn't aware of that. I mean,
well, no, I'm not going to tell you that.
What would be your excuse for that one?
Well, you didn't hear me defending that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. I just noticed this spin that's put on... You know, if a Democrat does something, it's because they're a liberal.
Well, Mike, I hear what you're saying.
It usually is. That's usually true.
I mean, let me just say this. I don't hear Phyllis Schlafly spinning. Ann Coulter did spun right on her face. When she got up here and said the Patriot Act's good, and I said, okay, what about this section? She says, I haven't read it. She writes a book about it, but she hasn't read it. And I have written the analysis on it. We'll be right back with Phyllis Schlafly. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass,
Nature's Finest
Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no
Howard
monthly
in
pills.
Missouri.
This is real self-sufficiency.
Okay.
To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and
just give me the order you want to give me to.
Wheatgrass juicer, go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT.
Mike, New Hampshire.
Thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Ian in Colorado, New Ian.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate
Howard
the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the
system
could
Michigan?
Be used in places beside
Missouri.
On the edge
Howard
of the county.
Howard in
we listened.
Missouri,
you
Jim
asked
in
us
Michigan.
To develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages.
Okay.
We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical
Mike
agents.
Mike in New Hampshire's last
Again,
then.
We listened.
Ian, Colorado.
The Light, the gravity filter requested
going to him
by
first.
America, designed by Americans, and
Howard
made
in Missouri.
In
Ian,
the
Colorado,
light, the
Jim, Michigan, Mike, New Hampshire.
$259
That's
by
it.
Calling
Thanks.
New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it's our final segment with Phyllis Schlafly, and then I'm going to get into a bunch of other key news and your calls. We'll try to jam 3 or 4 more calls in for our guests. Then I want her to have 5 minutes or so to talk about women in the military. It was her commentary yesterday that spurred me to get her on today about women in the military and Israel's own statistics on this. And, well, I have to add the whole Private Lynch thing. The Pentagon tried to use that as a poster story for women in the military. And, of course, it turned out to be a fable, as Jessica Lynch said. Phyllis, let's go right back to the calls. Up first is Howard in Missouri, then Ian, Colorado, Jim, Michigan, Mike, New Hampshire. That'll be it for calls. Let's go ahead and go to Howard in Missouri. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Alex, I was reading in the Bible today about in Isaiah 54:13 and in 54:17, it speaks about no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. But before that, it talks about the smith that bloweth the, you know, the Lord said he created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire and that.
Okay.
Thing. But, you know, in other words, they make the destruction, you know, the infamous of destruction. God made them. But also in 54:13, it says, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. And this is, I thought it was subject
about Phyllis's comments about education, and but we're not teaching the children of the Lord, and that's, I just thought I'd give you that. Now, I just called the White House and told them about this, and I think the father, President George H. Bush, ex-president, said something about, he's talking about jurisprudence, and that's what we need, is the jurisprudence of knowing when we go to war against the country and using these weapons of mass destruction ourselves. We also have to teach the children of this country.
Okay, let me stop you, Howard. I appreciate your call. We'll get a comment from Phyllis. But first, Phyllis, did you see the big Washington Times article 2 weeks ago?
About what?
Where over two-thirds of administrators and college students, but administrators is what's really scary, don't know what the First Amendment is. Over two-thirds.
Yes, I did see that. Well, the colleges are notorious for putting in these speech codes and making everybody toe the line about political correctness. And the feminists are in very strong control on the media. And they have no sense of humor. You can't exercise your freedom of speech to make a joke about anything that might possibly offend somebody.
But Metcha can say, kill white people, and Khalid Muhammad can say, kill all the white women, and that's not racist.
No, that's different. That's different. And the colleges are really a disaster area. And did you see the polls that show that they're about left-wing to right-wing by a ratio of about 20 to 1?
And also saw the big study where the majority of them don't believe in the First Amendment. Once they're told what it is, they think it's a bad idea.
Yeah, because that takes away their control. And these speech codes, there are even some colleges that have rules against making a joke. And they call you up before these harassment committees, and there have been some very unfair things that have happened.
Yeah, they tell you, you apologize and go to this re-education class, or we're going to take your degree from you.
Right.
It's amazing. Let's talk to Ian in Colorado. Ian, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, just to maybe make up for some colleges not being able to properly educate students, I want to let you know that I was offered the opportunity to take a course called New World Order at my college.
Oh?
Yeah.
What did they teach?
Essentially the same topics that you guys go over every day.
Wow, what college is that?
Well, are they for or against the New World Order?
The professor who taught it, he definitely had a stance against it. But he didn't want to spin it too much. He wanted people to kind of really see it in its true form and make up their own minds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What college is this?
That was Metropolitan State College of Denver.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, we're on the radio on two affiliates covered Denver, two 10,000 waters. So maybe folks want to go sign up for that course.
Well, it was only just one semester. It's unfortunate, and I was in there with a group of about 12 to 15 students.
Oh, so it was like a special little class once.
Yeah. I guess you'd call it an elective course, something along that line. Mm-hmm. It was excellent, though. I mean, I really enjoyed it. I had no knowledge of you. Actually, I'd never even heard of you until probably, like, I don't know, about 3 months ago, something like that. And when I listened to your show the first time, I realized that this is the exact same thing that that I've been taught. I mean, he went back all the way to, like, Hegel and talked the dialectic, the whole thing, you know. It was an eye-opening thing.
Well, I think if the students and the alumni start demanding courses on globalism to explain what its goals are, you wouldn't have to spin it. You could say what the globalists state, show their white papers, and most people would be against it. But, again, that's few and far between.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the call. I really do appreciate that call, Ian. Comments, Phyllis?
That's very surprising, what he said. That's not characteristic of most colleges, because most colleges are very left-wing. There are some students who go through college and never have a conservative professor at all.
But see, there's been a backlash here, Phyllis, because Bush has energized globalist activity so much. Finally, I see a lot of leftists waking up and in tune wake up to their own party's corruption, because we've gotten past the partisanship.
Mm-hmm. I just hope we can educate the grassroots better, and I hope that when the young people go to college, they will join a support group so so they'll be able to exchange ideas with normal people and not just be sitting ducks for the brainwashing dished out by the left-wing professors.
Now, you've written a lot of books. One of the newest is Feminist Fantasies. I've heard rave reviews of it, explaining what feminism really does to the country.
That's right. It tells you all you need to know about feminism but didn't know how to ask. And it covers how the feminists have put out their line in the media. It covers women in the military, women in the workforce, women in the home. It's just a very good handbook on what feminism is, which has been a very destructive movement in our
society. And it's
society.
Really about getting control of women to get them under the government's control. I mean, even Gloria Steinem admits the CIA helped set up Miss Magazine. Did you
well,
know that?
No, I didn't know
that.
Yeah,
she admits that in one of her books.
Uh-huh. Well,
I'm not kidding, Phyllis.
Well,
I can send you the.
You can make a pretty good case for the fact that the reason they wanted to get all the wives in the workforce was to increase the revenues of the federal government, because you know, people aren't going to pay any higher taxes, but if you get all the wives in the workforce, that's a big windfall of money for the federal government.
Well, Hitler said, first you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men.
Yeah.
And so most.
So I urge people to go on my website, eagleforum.org. They can buy my book, Feminist Fantasies, which is a wonderful book. You really need it to understand the movement. And you can access all kinds of good information about immigration, about activist judges.
What about a toll-free number?
Toll-free number, 1-800-726-8096.
One more time.
1-800-726-8096. 096.
Phyllis, I want to jam a couple more calls in here before we leave, but first, you gave a great 3-minute vignette for your radio piece that you do every day. I mean, how men, the Israelis own numbers, so they put women in combat. Women can do a 30-mile march. Men can do a 52-mile march. Men can pick up an average of about 45 pounds more than a woman. And there's a lot of statistics about, and I'm not, there are a lot of women.
Yeah, there are tremendous physical differences between men and women. And one of the myths that the feminists have put out for years is that Israel uses women in combat, and it's just a lie. And they haven't done that. And this new report that just came out of Israel a couple of weeks ago, they did a new survey, a new study, and they found that the differences between men and women are just as great as ever, and they cannot use women in combat jobs.
Well, there's also how men respond when a woman's blown in half. They respond differently to that than if a man's hit.
Yeah. Of course, the feminists want to send them our men to sensitivity training, so that won't bother them.
Maybe
of course,
they can wear...
If the men say a bad word to them in the workplace by the water cooler, they want them banished to outer space somewhere. But then they claim if the enemy men rough them up, rape them, treat them badly, that's all right. That just shows women are can be treated just like men.
Man, maybe the troops can start wearing pink outfits too. And
right.
I don't know. It's just crazy. There's a lot of stuff women can do that men can't do, and you know this whole thing of saying that we're not different is just insane.
It is insane.
Well, let's
so
try to.
I've got a lot of good material on feminism. I urge people to get my new book, Feminist Fantasies. It's really great.
Yeah, absolutely. I haven't read it. I've read a couple of your books, though, and they were both excellent. But I would encourage you.
All right. You can call toll free at 1-800-726-8096, or you can go on my website, eagleforum.org.
Yeah. Phyllis Schlafly, before we let you go, and folks, I'll come back with your calls, but she's got to go. Seriously, speak out against Bush. We need prominent conservative leaders to stand up to him, even if it means you won't get invited to the White House, and talk to Ann Coulter and tell her to stop saying the Patriot Act is a wonderful thing and you're a communist if you're against it. I mean, your own Eagle Forum's been out protesting the Patriot Act all over the country.
Yes, well, we have to stand up for our civil liberties, and we have to have the government make a clear difference between the treatment of citizens and the treatment of aliens.
Well, that's what we're saying, but Section 802 says that a misdemeanor is an act of terrorism by a citizen. And it's very frightening. All right, Phyllis Schlafly, the
All
founder.
All right, Alex, you have a good day.
You bet. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. Phyllis Schlafly, the founder of the Eagle Forum. There she goes. Okay, Jim in Michigan, Mike in New Hampshire and others, I promise we'll go right to you when we get back. And then just into all the other insane news. There's just stacks of it. It's all So important. So stay with us. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are the websites.
Hey, Doris, great news. I now own my own home, free and clear, and I did it in less than 5 months.
Did you receive an inheritance?
Well, no. Actually, I found a way to eliminate my mortgage without bankruptcy and without the need of going to court. And you, too, can do this legally, lawfully, ethically, and morally.
But, Jim, I signed a note promising to pay back the loan. Isn't it wrong even if I could discharge the loan?
Doris, I felt the same way until I took the time to learn the truth about money and banking. The most shocking thing I learned is the fact that no real money is ever loaned out. There's a dirty secret that the banks don't want you to know. And this is the basis of how I was able to discharge my own mortgage. I know this is hard to believe, but go to the website to learn more. Doris, get your PIN and find out how many Americans are finding financial freedom by having their mortgages eliminated in less than 5 months. Go to www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty. Just the way it sounds, and there's an S after mortgage. It's www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking about the real world, folks, and I'm not going to sit here and attack Phyllis Schlafly because she's done a lot of good and exposed a lot of corruption. I mean, Ann Coulter would just say Bush is good for, you know, cutting loose Taiwan, Bush is good for open borders, the Patriot Act's good, gun control's good, you're a communist if you're not for it. I mean, she was actually saying stuff like that on the air. Whereas Phyllis would just go, oh, well, I don't know why, it's terrible, but the liberals are going to get us. Yeah, they have gotten us, that's right. They have gotten us for the big banks. Let's go to Jim and Mike and Ethan and Kevin and Mark in Rhode Island and others. Go ahead, Jim in Michigan. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yeah, I would have liked to talk to Phyllis, and I would have liked to ask her if she watched 911, The Road to Tyranny. Think she's ever watched your tape?
I don't know.
And also The Creature from Jekyll Island, where she read the book and the Bayside Prophecies. And I want, give me 30 seconds here. I want to read you something out of Volume 5 of the Bayside Prophecies. Cast aside my mother and you are finished as a nation. This is Jesus talking. Pride and arrogance, even among my clergy, I see unto you. Cast aside my mother and you are finished as a nation. But for the tears of my mother, you, O United States of America, would have received a just chastisement long ago. But my mother has begged for a reprieve, the time for you to mend your ways, to cleanse yourself for sin, for you have become a pagan nation. You are not alone, my children, for many nations now have become paganized. I sent you a lot of stuff on it. I don't think you had time to read it.
No, I did get a lot of it, and thanks.
But she was telling everything.
Jim,
that's the only thing
Jim,
in the Catholic Church.
Go ahead.
God bless you.
Hey, I appreciate the call, Jim. Let's talk to Mike in New Hampshire. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, guy.
Welcome.
Well, live free or die. There's a couple of men and a woman in South Carolina, I guess Monday, had a shootout with the police and killed two officers. They was trying to destroy part of their house to make a main road through their yard, and they put up a fight. You hear anything about it?
Yes, I did.
Okay, did you cover that?
We did read a news article about it.
Okay.
Well, what do you think of it?
What do I think of it?
Yes.
Well, you know, the younger, I guess the man's son, Steve, in court, had said that the state he came from was live free or die state. And that if this is what his country's come to, then he'd just as soon die to live under tyranny.
Now, where is the family right now?
Well, the father got shot in the chest. He's still in the hospital. The son and mother have been apprehended and, you know, arrested. They're in jail waiting. I guess they're all going to be charged with...
How are the deputies doing?
Well, I don't know.
I had just read that two police officers have been killed while trying to take somebody's house. Or not killed, injured, and one of them was in critical condition. I don't know what happened now.
No, there's two dead sheriffs.
Oh, there's so they are dead. Yeah,
dead
I was going
sheriffs
from...
and deputies. Yeah, there's two of them, I guess. They're dead. But I just wanted to make sure that you'd covered that. And the reason why they did it was they feel that they should live free or die, and that's why they went ahead and defended their home and land.
Well, speaking of Bush's lack of real conservatism, they're targeting Congressman Tom Tancredo, according to Human Events, to get him out of office because he's against open borders. He's a good Republican with a good voting record. They've targeted Ron Paul in the past, the Republicans have, to get rid of him. They successfully targeted Senator Bob Smith, who had the best voting record in the Senate, and put in their own creature. So, yet again, another example of the neocon treachery that the whores of talk radio keep their listeners in the dark about. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, Mike. Up next, I would guess, would be Ethan in Kentucky. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
You bet.
One of the biggest things that I think should expose Bush that he's not a true conservative is that he's controlled by China. I think it's sickening and frightening that, you know, this country... besides, the United States has the largest weapons of mass destruction program in the world. And all the reasons that we went after Iraq, China is a hundredfold. And, you know, they've been torturing Christians and pacifist Buddhists just for simply wanting to practice their religion. And we're going to go after Iraq because of those reasons. And it's clear that the Chinese intelligence has infiltrated North America. Well, Vancouver is their largest base outside of China. And why would Bush not support a country like Taiwan who wants independence from this totalitarian dictatorship is because Bush isn't a conservative, he's a neo-fascist.
I have to agree with you. He's also an anti-gun, anti-First Amendment, skull and bones, Luciferian, devil worshiper. Thanks for the call. We'll be back with the news and then more calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a gold alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits, but you have to act now. We have $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I have seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk, or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
Hi, folks. This is Steve Crowley of the National Steve Crowley's American Scene Talk Radio Show. We are Money Talk, to be sure, 14 years of success. We're on every Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern and 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. We have big-name guests, the same ones you see on Brookheiser and CNBC, money-making topics, Investors Showcase, and much more. Coming up soon on the Genesis Communication Network, it's Steve Crowley's American Scene.
Did you know there's a mixture that stops the aging process? Stops aging dead in its tracks? It's called drinking and driving, a lethal mixture. No one is immune to it.
Each year, alcohol-related crashes kill more than 16,000 Americans.
So if a friend of yours has been drinking and is about to drive, stop them before they kill someone.
Brought to you in the public interest and as a public service by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
We got about 26 minutes left. Coming up here in about 10 minutes or so, after I get through some more of this important news, we'll go back to the phones on any of the different items we've covered today or any of the news I'm about to go back into. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Ridge's immigration remarks draw fire. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge's expression of support for giving legal status to immigrants, that's illegal aliens, drew congressional criticism Wednesday, but heartened advocates. A town hall meeting in Miami, Ridge said the country needs to, quote, come to grips with the estimated 8 to 12 million illegal immigrants, try 30 million, quote, determine how you can legalize their presence. It's outrageous. He also said during a visit to Florida on Tuesday that the immigrants should not be rewarded with citizenship, just be legalized. Oh, yes, super citizenship. None of the responsibilities. Asa Hutchins, Undersecretary for Border and Transportation Security, said Wednesday in Miami that Ridge's comments simply reflected the debate in Congress on immigration. Yeah, right. What's this mean from Bush? President's rebuke of Taiwan stirs alarm. This was out of the L.A. Times. To conservatives, it was a shocking scene. President Bush sat chatting chummily in the Oval Office on Tuesday with the premier of Communist China, and harshly rebuked the democratically elected leader of the United States' old friend and ally, Taiwan. The only word I can use is appalled, said John Trekak, a China specialist at the Conservative Heritage Foundation and a staunch administration supporter. The spectacle of the American president, who just gave such an eloquent speech in Whitehall barely 3 weeks ago, saying the global expansion of democracy is a pillar of American foreign policy. Democracy, folks, we're a republic. His voice trailed off in disbelief. This just simply belies that. Behind the jarring imagery, however, was a simple message. The Bush administration believes that it cannot afford a political crisis that could draw the United States into a war over Taiwan while it has its hands full in Iraq, Afghanistan, North Korea. Folks, I've said all along they're going to let China go into Taiwan. They've been arming China. They won't arm Taiwan. It's the same Clinton policy right out in the open, and you've got a liberal newspaper like the New York Times whitewashing it for Bush. The article goes on to do that in a very, very expansive fashion. And it is Republican judges that are telling children they can't pray it in school lunch tables themselves, their own free speech. See, now separation of church and state means not having your own views, not being able to speak your mind. It's a 7 members of the 9-member Supreme Court appointed by Republicans, and neocons can make whatever excuses they want. The Supreme Court or Circuit Court appeals judge that Bush wanted to put in is pro-abort. Again, it's just total big government, total loss of sovereignty, police state garbage all over the map, and the average person out there listening to the neocon liars on talk radio thinks that Bush is there fighting for them in America, when the whole war on terror is a smokescreen for the police state grabbing oil, bid rigging, selling weapons. That's it, folks, while they go after your guns. Again, Bush is going to reauthorize the assault weapons ban. Did you guys find that Phyllis Schlafly report? Because I wanted to air that for folks. Yeah, let's go ahead and roll that. Then I'm going to get into some of this other news, because I had her on. I meant to air this while she was on with us, but I forgot to. And she makes some great points here. And then we'll go to some other news and then back to your calls. So, again, folks, please stay with us. Here is that Phyllis Schlafly report that we air here on the network every day at 10 a.m. Here it is.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the new book, Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence in the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
For years, the feminists have been pushing to get women assigned to serve in military combat, arguing that Israel does this, so we should too. The Israeli military recently made clear by a public announcement that young women drafted into the Israeli military are barred from combat duties because a medical study has determined that they are, after all, the weaker sex. The study carried out by the Army Medical Corps found that women can carry only 40% of their body weight compared with 55% for men. Since military-age women, on average, weigh 33 pounds less than men, the average disparity in what they can lift is 44 pounds. The study also determined that men can be trained on marches of up to 55 miles, but women can be trained on marches of only 32 miles. The Israeli study, which was done at the request of the general staff, found that the amount of oxygen-carrying hemoglobin in women's blood is 10% lower than in men's blood, a factor that limits women's ability to undertake extended physical efforts. Given these limitations, the Army doctors recommended that women be barred from service in frontline infantry units. They are also barred from tank crews, where each member must be capable of lifting dozens of shells and inserting them into the gun breech during battle. Artillery units, as well as tasks dealing with heavy equipment, are also closed to women. Germany, Canada, Denmark, and Norway allow women to serve in some combat roles, but those countries don't fight any wars and won't send troops to help us in Iraq. For years, the feminists have called for women to be assigned to military combat roles. But all surveys show that the majority of military women are strongly opposed to combat assignments, especially if it means being forced into combat on an equal basis with men. So there is a difference between men and women.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum.
All right.
Leading America's pro-family movement since 1972.
So, you know, Phyllis Schlafly does a lot of good work, and that's why I don't consider her a neocon, but I have seen her temper a lot of what she's doing since Bush became basically the new commie-fascist hybrid leader. But again, he's just a puppet. He's just a front man. British intelligence helped paramilitaries bomb North Ireland. That's out of the London Guardian. More news of government-sponsored terror. Al-Qaeda, that means CIA, plans great event in the new year. And more is coming up. Also, Arizona ranchers sued by civil rights group, you mean open borders group, a monastery official and a human rights advocacy group sued a southern Arizona ranch family Wednesday, accusing them of impersonating federal agents and violating the rights of undocumented immigrants. So when they're on their own land, breaking and stealing things from them, they're going to sue them because they're trying to defend themselves. And more on Social Security checks could go south of the border. That's part of the new Pan-American Union. This and a lot more coming up. Right now, as promised, let's go back to the calls. Kevin in Mass, in Boston, Mass, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Greetings, Alex. I trust your proven good judgment in striking the balance between respect for your guests on the show and the hard-nosed journalism, and you know, I enjoy Phyllis's little you know, recordings in the morning and things, listen to the show. But the question that I wanted to ask, Ms. Calder asked Ms. Schlafly, I missed her, but it was the same question that I called and asked Ann Coulter, and it's kind of a little bit repetitive of what that last call said about, you know, how can she defend Mr. Bush, the alleged president, as, you know, to quote her, as having done some good things, when he attends Bohemian Grove and participates in the worship of a cult deity, Moloch.
Oh, I was going to mention Bohemian Grove to her because she couldn't deny its existence. You know, the Washington Times has written about it. David Gergen's talked about it. And, yeah, how is that Christian or conservative? How is worshiping in a Shinto shrine, summoning the demon, as the Associated Press? How is going to, you know, worshiping Muslim stuff? It's disgusting. Bush, when he really goes and worships secretly, is a Satanist. Well, now, that's Skull and Bones, that's Bohemian Grove, that's mainstream news, folks. But when he's out in the open, he's every other religion.
He's, you know, President Bush appointed Knoxville Mayor Victor Ash to be the head of the executive committee on the conference in U.S. mayors. And, you know, Mr. Ash has had some very questionable things happen with some arrests, believed to be with male prostitutes and things like this. Could it be because this was his roommate back at Yale and they were on the cheerleading team together? You know, it's very suspicious.
Well, that's what Sherman Skolnick has been saying. All I know is the Washington Times reported, I have an article from the mid-90s with David Gergen, where David Gergen admitted, yeah, I go to the Grove. Yeah, I don't run around naked with all the other men. I've got Parade magazine articles about the male prostitutes being shipped in, Spy magazine articles, Sacramento Bee articles. It's all in Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove. I snuck into the Grove, folks, 3 years ago. I got video out, the only and first video ever out of there, and it's in Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove. And then Bohemian Grove member Harry Scherer, you know, movie star and the voice of The Simpsons, he attacks me in a major motion picture called Teddy Bear's Picnic, making fun of me. I have Hollywood films made just attacking me, buddy.
The key thing about The Grove, and I have that one, I have the Matrix Evil 911, but The Grove one was the, you know, I actually liked better than 911 or The Tyranny because, you know, these people claim that they're going to create a utopia, and, well, yeah, we're doing all these bad things, but the end will justify the means, and trust us, we're smarter, and it's a hard world out there. But when you see that these people are truly Satanists, then, you know, you have to stand up.
And, folks, that sounds nuts, but you've all heard of Skull and Bones. Most of you have heard of Bohemian Grove. The Bohemian Grove admits in the Trio Network documentary and the British documentary They admit on national TV and the San Francisco Chronicle that I did shoot the video of their ritual. They admit it. They admit it. It's not debatable. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
You bet. It says, oh, we're just having fun worshiping Satan. Mark in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, enjoying your show. And your passion and energy has inspired me to include the facts and mainstream reports into my ministry's publications. In my latest publication, I include your 911 Road to Tyranny video and your website address. And the title of the publication is Behold, the White Horse is the King of the North, Prophecy Fulfilled. The first seal was opened on 911. We show how the PNAC documents in the book The Grand Chessboard by Brzezinski fulfill the role of Daniel's King of the North in Daniel 11:40 through 44, which is the white horse of Revelation 6:2 that goes forth conquering and to conquer at the time of the end, conquering the countries of the Middle East. And we even see the Messiah of Israel in Matthew 24 mentioning this as the sign of the end times, where he said you will hear wars and rumors of more wars. And this would be the time just prior to the red horse when the peace would be taken from the earth through possible nuclear exchanges under the red horse.
Well, I know they're saying we're going to get nuked, smallpox will be released, but don't worry, just give up all your rights and you'll be just fine.
Yeah, and I hope people will see our information at remnantofyhwh.com and look that up there. Behold, the white horse is the King of the North. You can click on the icon of King George II there in the upper right-hand corner and get that that document that we have. And we do push your videos, and we support you 100% here on our website.
Well, Mark, that sounds exciting to have more folks in the fight. What's your website again?
It's remnantofyhwh.com.
Okay, thanks for the call. Catherine in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome.
Hi. Lots of things I could say, but have you seen this video CNN obtained of the kids in South Carolina, the police, the drug raid?
Yeah, I had their lawyer on yesterday, the police dog biting the backpack.
Oh, my God, yes.
The police dog biting the backpack. Jumping on them, putting guns in their heads. More videos have been released. And yesterday morning, I saw a new clip on CNN. I then got a call from a radio station going, where is it? I went back to the page. It was gone, but it's on television. I've seen it. I've seen the stills of it. If somebody could find where that video is again and email it to tips@infowars.com, we'll try to repost that. I don't mean the video that first came out 2 weeks ago. There's new video off the school surveillance tapes, and it's outrageous.
Outrageous. Outrageous. If I was in high school, I would have been mortified. And
so you saw the video. What did you see?
Oh, German Shepherds going after, they look like children. I don't know if it was a junior high or a high school.
It was a high school, ages 13 to 17.
They looked young, and they were backed up, and they were in the fetal position, these children.
And the dog was grabbing the pack, savagely shaking it.
Yes, and actually going after the children, but the policeman was holding them back.
Yeah, all I've seen is on CNN Online. If somebody would tape that off the news and mail it to me, I'd be very thankful.
Yeah.
But by the way, that violates their own law and their own policies. You're not supposed to have the backpack on the person while they're being searched because the dog will bite you. It's a Czechoslovakian dog trained in drug detection and attack.
It's repugnant.
So now, well, Ann Coulter's been on the news saying, hey, it's a good thing. Let dogs jump on people. Let them put guns to kids' heads. You're a liberal if you're against it.
No, I think it'll damage those kids for life. That's how bad I think it is. And I'm not saying.
Well, we had their lawyer, Dwayne Green, on yesterday. He's suing them.
Mm-hmm. They should. Thanks, Alex.
Hey, thanks for the call. Yeah, hundreds of them. No drugs found, 107 children. No drugs found, and now there's reports that the military was involved. I mean, it's just, and I know they've been involved at other schools. We think there might be some drugs. We're going to put guns to all your heads and have dogs jump on you. How's that sound? And we're going to put cameras in the bathrooms now, too. We're a free country. Let's talk to Kenneth in South Carolina. Kenneth, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. I wanted to have your opinion. Back when Jimmy Carter was president, we were running deficits of about $50 to $60 billion a year. But it was a high percentage of GDP, and now we're running deficits of about, I think next year it's going to be $500 billion. Is that accurate?
Yeah, they tell you that there's no inflation or that it's at 3% with growth, but A car that cost $15,000 is now $30,000. A car that cost $30,000 is now $45,000. Look at the value in houses going up. So milk and eggs stay the same price. Health care, everything else goes up.
Well, beef and eggs are very high now. But my point is, how long do you believe that we can sustain these kinds of deficits? And do you think it is possible to have a 1929-style depression in this country?
An engineered collapse. 29 was staged, that's admitted, to consolidate. They create this debt bubble that's impossible to pay off, so they can bankrupt things. They've done this in the third world. We have the IMF World Bank documents that Greg Powell at the BBC got 2 years ago. That's in the interview section of Infowars.com. The public plan released, Joseph Sicklitz, their head economist, quit and went public to cause depressions to consolidate.
Let me make one more quick point. Do you think it's possible to ever have 20 to 30% unemployment in this country?
They say we already have 8% unemployment, but that's just the people that are showing the rolls. Real unemployment's at about 16%. It is very possible. It is probable. And they're telling you the economy's getting better. They're sucking you back in.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Xinhun Finance, to buy U.S.-based market news, communist Chinese company, Xinhun Financial Network, LTD, a news agency part-owned by the Chinese government, said on Tuesday it will buy U.S. financial news services, Market News International, giving it a firm foothold on Wall Street. The deal is the first acquisition of a sizable Western news service by a Chinese company and comes as Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao was in Washington to meet President Bush, and they, of course, go on to thank Bush for for selling out Taiwan, a very good conservative move that Bill Clinton couldn't even get away with. But again, if you're not for the communist, you're a communist. Let's take one final call and a few other final pieces of news. Clay in North Carolina, you're on
Hello, Mr. Jones.
Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Jones. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
I want to inject a little hope into this. Things can sound so down for people when they hear a lot of this stuff.
Well, by being honest about how bad it is,
I'm not accusing you of of anything negative. I'm just saying I would like to say that our hope's always supposed to be in the Lord, and that He promises wrath for people that are going to try to gain righteousness by their own, trying to obey the law on their own. And if they accept Him, then they are delivered from all this, no matter what happens. But I wanted to say a little bit more as well. It's a lot of what you're talking about that I know is true, and I've experienced myself the past few years that caused me to do a lot of research. And I wanted to support a few things you said here through reading a few things, short things in the Declaration and the Constitution, if I could.
Yeah, we're almost out of time, so go ahead.
In the Declaration of Independence, the founders told us that in their redress of grievances, that imposing taxes without their consent on the king's part was something that absolutely could not be done. And then the next thing they say is for depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury. Those two things I've experienced myself, and I'm sure as everybody else.
Well, yeah. How does the IRS take your bank account without indicting you or having a judge or a jury? Does CPS take your children without a judge or a jury or an indictment? This is all color of law.
Absolutely. That's what I went through in the past couple years past. My children ran away from their mother after a divorce, and I was trying to get child custody. They ran away, and I subsequently got accused of a third-degree kidnapping charge. And I was just sucked dry of money is what it amounted to.
It's horrible. You'll have to call me back tonight or tomorrow. I'm out of time. Thanks for the call, Clay. Yeah, folks, you got to know what the Bill of Rights and Constitution is before you say we're still in a free country, because if you read what's in there, you know we're losing that freedom, and very, very rapidly. Before I end this show, I want to encourage everybody to get my documentary films. I've made 10 professionally produced videos. They're amazing. Take 3 or 4 minutes of what's in my 2.5-hour Road to Tyranny film. FEMA in Kansas City, teaching police and firefighters. This is video shot by a firefighter in the classroom that all Christians, all founding fathers, all patriots are enemies of the federal government. That's 3 minutes of the 2.5-hour film to give you an idea of what's in this. It proves the globalist carried out 9/11. It gets into their master plan. Get 9/11 Road to Tyranny. Get my new film, Matrix of Evil, with Congressman Ron Paul, Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney on the New World Order, Colonel Craig Roberts, Frank Morales, myself. The videos are $25.95 a piece. Order 3 or more of any of the 10 videos. They drop down to $20 a piece. Got a lot of great books and other videos by other great people at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. They make great gifts, and they're wonderful tools to wake people up. 1-888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And I'll see you this Saturday, 6 to midnight, Alamo Drafthouse Movie Theater in Houston, Texas, at the Western Oaks Shopping Center, the show Road to Tyranny and John Carpenter's They Live. Great place to network. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. And I'll see you in Saturday in Houston, Texas.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface.
That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.